Hello and welcome to what is a first for me. Rather than a written blog, I've held a little poll on Twitter and people wanted an audio blog, so I'm not sure how this is going to go. I'm going to try and keep myself under control and probably waffle a lot more than I would when I'm writing, but it'll enable me to cover more ground and say a bit more. The reason I do these has never changed. When I started FTS, I started the blog, and it was purely to cleanse myself. I used to try and point people out in the way of systems and reviews at the time and things that wound me up. It was back in the day when people were selling PDFs and none of them really made any sense, and it was a load of old crap. And all that has really moved to Twitter now. I'm sure it's on Instagram and Facebook. I'm not on those. But the gambling game is much the same. It's full of idiots. And my process has always been to try and get you guys, the ones who want to listen, to try and do something a bit different and actually not follow the crowd and think for yourselves. And I said in the podcast last week, selections and methods almost become irrelevant at times. It is you, yourself, and how you handle yourself and what you do that will determine whether you're a success in this game. I am an absolute stick in the mud. I only ever concern myself with what I'm doing. I do the same processes. I can call it, you know, I refer to myself as boring in what I do, but it's what works. And of course, my methods have changed over the years because they have to, because markets adapt. But I still get baffled by some of the shit that people fall for and what they get sucked into and what they follow. But then I don't feel sorry for them as much as I used to, because I see that, you know, people booming mega hackers and this, that and the other on Twitter. And I think, well, that's actually what you want, because these guys have got 10,000 followers and they all seem to be getting responded to. And it's not a jealousy thing. I don't want 10,000 followers. I've got enough problems getting the number of emails I've got. They're the bane of my life. But I just, when you see the biggest bit of news last year for me, I don't know whether it was earlier this year or last year, was that the highest paid chief executive in the country was Denise Coates from Bet365, getting nigh on whatever it was, million, 280 million, something like that. The guys listening to this, you're the ones contributing to it, and you keep fucking doing it. And I'd see that and think, hang on a minute, there's something wrong here. But no, you keep doing it and you keep wanting the mega rackers and the mega booms and this, that and the other, when actually if you stood back and looked at what you do, and that's what I always say to people, look at what you do, look how it impacts your life, look what you want to do, forget anything that I'm doing and just look at it, you'd actually be better off. And, you know, I've held that tune right back. I go right back to 2007, I look at some of the reviews I did, and I was talking about products. There was one where you had to back the draw for every team, and if it lost, then you back the draw in the next game, and you kept going till they had a draw and crossed it off. And I think at the time, it was on Matt Bisogno sent it out, and I've got nothing against Matt. I think he thought I did, but I didn't. I was just pointing out the stupidity of it. Matt's a good guy and he runs a good site for horse racing, but at that time he was in that sort of review, or that was the period when all those reviews were coming out, and I sort of said, just look at it, it doesn't make any sense, it's nonsense. You know, I think at the time I pointed out a highlight that Everton had gone like 15 games without a draw, and you'd be having like 100 grand on to win a quid. Tottenham this year have had 26 games without a draw. You'd be up to having about 1.4 million on to win a quid. And that's what I sort of used to point out back then. But all it's done now is move to Twitter. And obviously I'm sure on Facebook, Instagram, as I say, I'm not on those. And all I really want is for you guys to forget what I do, but look at yourselves and what you do. I'm not a tipster. I've never been a tipster. All I've ever wanted to do was provide tools that people can use and point people in the way. And now in doing that and opening up a website like FTS where you share the tools, and we've made massive changes over the years, and I've made a lot of mistakes, don't get me wrong, I'll hold my hands up and say I've got involved with things I shouldn't have done, and I've pushed people or led people down a path that probably hasn't been right for them. And we're working on getting a less is more approach for you to what you do. But the tools that we use on FTS, I'll stand up with anybody and say they're as good as anything out there. And you tend to get, there's a stigma, even with me gambling, I go out and people say to me, what do you do? Go, football trader or whatever, and the eyebrows go up, and you think, fucking hell, here we go, blah, 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 and then you can spend half an hour trying to convince somebody, and I think, well, absolute, you know, no chance, mate. And And it's rife is a stigma that, oh, you can't win, it can't be done, blah, blah, blah. And there's people on Twitter, even on Twitter, I mean, winds me right up, the people who want to produce everything to say, no, you can't win, it's impossible, can't be done, I'm a mathematical genius, it cannot be done, blah, blah, blah. Well, you can win, because I've got fucking seven figures in the bank from winning, and there's plenty of people that I know that win, there's people on Twitter that win, you know, it's still doing what's right for you. And if you chase around betting all the crap, then you're not going to win. If you take a disciplined approach and apply yourself, you will. Now, obviously, where's all this going? It leads to emails I get. And, you know, my biggest flaw in everything I do is replying to email, because I get up in the morning and I read three or four and I think, fuck this, I cannot be doing with this anymore. And I go back, Ultimate Members, or remember a few weeks ago, my nice friend Dave, when I was having, you know, my dog had cancer, my wife's had cancer, and Dave emailed in and said, you know, Ian, sod the fucking what your dog's doing or your wife's doing, all we want is the football. And I just think, well, greatest respect, fuck you. And people don't, you know, I always think I would never do that to anybody. I wouldn't say it to them in the street, so I wouldn't email it to them. And that's why I don't engage people on Twitter, because if I engage them, it would be a full-time process for me. I would be in there like a rattlesnake. I would just be get hold of them and never let go. So there's lots of people I read and I think, oh, I'm going to respond to that and have a row. And at times I've typed it out and I've deleted it again. I thought, I just can't go down this road, because one, I haven't got the time, and two, people never turn around and go, actually, no, you're right there, because they believe everything that they do is spot on, particularly in this world of social media where opinion has become fact now, and they just drive me mad. But the emails I get, and I'm going to refer to one in a minute, and I know the guy will probably listen to this, and he's been an FTS member for quite some time, are just sort of, I know, they just drive me mad with how people approach their gambling and what they expect. I've been doing this 13 years and it is an absolute grind to get away with making a living. And you do have to change, you do have to adapt. But I've got two assets, and the people who've been to my seminars and that know what they are. One, I'm absolutely fearless, so I have no worry about losers. You just keep going. And two, I've got tremendous discipline. So I only bet things that I want to bet. I cut out all the noise. I get offered betting systems every single day of my life. There is not a day goes by that I do not get sent something. Have you looked at this? Why don't you try this? Will you put some money in this? I've put money into things. I've got things going now that I've put money into. I got one of them that was £14,000 down just before Christmas, and that was a bit of a sweat, but the money, you know, it's come back. And it's that once I commit to doing something and doing it properly, then I'll do it. And my mantra to you of less is more is you're better picking one thing, picking one market and learning it, studying it, understanding it and doing that and focusing that than trying to do everything. I go to somebody again who I know will be listening, Neil in Jersey. Hello, Neil. Hope you're well. I will get to your email. But when I remember going to meet Neil and he had about 42 tabs open and betting systems, I can't get the image out of my head of what he was doing. And I still want to get hold of him and say, Neil, just do this. Just do this one thing and put all your money in that. And then when you've got enough out of that, take it and put it into something else. So you use your profits to grow. So I go back to how I started. For 3-4 years, all I did was lay the draw. But I built a nice bank up over 50K. I then took some of that money and put it into a bit of horse racing. When I'd won that, I took some of that money and put it into another football thing. Now I have loads going on, because it's almost like a stock market portfolio and it goes up and down and things lose. Getting that across to share with people is the hard thing, because ultimately the only way people can really do it is to sit on my shoulder. But I'm working now. I've asked for two guinea pigs that I've got that are looking at how we can share more information with you. Ultimately, once I finish with these guinea pigs, that will be transferred to the one-to-one people to make sure it works. And then it'll be, apologies, that's my phone ringing, and then it will be looked at for whether we can make it wider available to people. But it's a matter of how do you dispense the information. It's not wanting to, it's not keeping things to myself. It's a matter of, for me to get you guys to benefit, one, you've got to be open to it, two, you've got to listen, three, you've got to have some sort of setup. And I'm going to go back to, as I was leading to an email, and this is an email I had about 2 months ago, and it absolutely wound me right up. It really did wind me up. And this guy has been, as I say, on FTS for a long, long time. I'm just going to open up the email. Slightly different to writing it. I need to find things. And he basically sent to me, we run a service on FTS called Run the Lines. I've done a few tipping services, and I made a concerted effort last year that I'll stick with Will Lattimore, who has had never had a losing year, still wins. Obviously, it's horse racing, it's difficult, it's up and down, comes all its problems, but Will, I will stick with. We've got the Golf Guru, who is absolutely fantastic, but again, this season, about 20 points down, emails coming in. Oh, he hasn't had a winner, you said he was good. The guy's back in Golfers over 45-1. Of course he doesn't have a fucking winner every week. It drives me mad. But if you stick with him with a proper plan and work it out and work your stakes out and your bank out, the guy has plenty of winners year on year. If he has a winner this week at 45-1, all of a sudden he's 20 points up. People stop, people give up. So I come back to, I'm going to get to this email because this is just drives me mad. The opening line, right, the other service we've done, so I've said we mentioned Will and we do the Golf Guru. Again, lots of variants in it up and down. But we do one called Run the Lines. And Run the Lines is without doubt one of the best things I have ever seen or been involved with. And it's not, I'm not selling it because it's not for sale now. It's the season's underway and it was for sale. Only bets on two sports, MLB and NHL. Everything is fully backed up with data, and I've seen it. The guy is a stickler for keeping the data. He's done it for 6 years or more. He's got multiple thousands of lines of data, and he makes money year on year on MLB and NHL. And we offered the MLB last year, and I think he'll remind me, but I think he won about 200 points on the MLB season. Maybe more. I think it might have been more. And the hockey started in October. So we offered the hockey, and he had said if you didn't make money on the baseball, he would give the hockey for free. But he did make money there. So we offered the hockey for the season at, if I'm right, I think it's about £150. I'm doing that from memory for the season. And in October, in the first month, he won 117 points. Absolutely phenomenal. And obviously it's going to come with the problems of you've got to get on, you've got to have accounts, you've got to get the prices and all those things. But we did strictly limit it, and one guy joined me, and so he's 117 points in October, November and December. Variance has kicked in and it started sliding downhill. And this guy emailed me on the 8th of February. Ian, what luck do I get? I continued with the NHL and lost 65 points in November and 55 in December. He doesn't mention the 117 he won in October. I stopped for the whole of January, and guess what? He makes 60 points profit. What luck do I get, is the opening line. What? Where's the luck involved in that? The guy has stopped betting because he's had a couple of bad months. The service actually was level because it performed hugely over the top in October. It then obviously performed under the usual expected rate through November, December. It was a big drawdown, the biggest he'd seen. But the service is so stacked up with data, it is so proven that it works, that you've got to keep going. Now, when I got that email, I went to the guy's spreadsheet and said, I'm sure he has a bank here, and he does, and the bank size is 200 points. It's never, ever been in danger. Never, ever been in danger. This guy's now emailing me. My 200-point bank is now 40 points. But it's 40 points because you stopped. You stopped betting and missed all the winners. And this has been a mantra. If you read my blog posts for over fucking 10 years now, I've said to people, if you start something and you stop when it's losing, all you're ever going to do is lose. You are never, ever going to get that fucking money back, because all you do is join a service, it loses, you leave. So you've lost 30 points. You join another service, it loses, you leave. So you've lost another 30 points. You join a service, it loses there. Everything goes up and down. And when these people are emailing you services, and there's some complete and utter shitface houses out there on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, internet marketing, sucking you into this shit day in, day out. If you join it, lose a bit and give up, you have no chance. If you do due diligence, and NHL service and the MLB service, a service that we run, and I know it is fully backed up by data. I only promote three services now, and every single one of them wins year on year. We don't do all the shit anymore, and I don't think I've ever done shit, but there's been things that have gone wrong. But when you promote something and you know it and it wins, and I say to you, do this, even then, just because I say it doesn't mean you should fucking do it. What it means is you should look at it, do as much and ask as many questions as you can, see the bank size, and if and only then you say, that is for me, and I can get the bets on, I've got accounts to do it, you set a bank and you ride it out. You do not fucking stop when you think, oh, this is having a bad run. None of us are good enough, me included, to know when I'm going to win a bet or when I'm going to lose a bet. What I am good at is riding it out and knowing that I am betting every single time with the value and the price on my side. So in today's podcast, for example, where I have finished and said, Derby are great value. I'm not saying Derby are going to win. What I'm saying is they're going to be great value. In my opinion, there'll be people listening to this and people who are listening to that podcast who think Derby isn't. They work things out one way. I work things out another way. And that is all it's about at the end of the day, is everybody works out and comes to a percentage and a price. And do I think that's value or not? I've bet with value on my side, according to what I do, for 15, 16 years now. I've made huge sums doing it. The thing I never do is stop and give up. I'd rather the 200 points went and I can turn around and say to somebody, well, that didn't work and let's find out why, than, oh, I've won a bit. Oh, now I've lost a little bit of that back. I'm going to stop. And then you miss 60 points. And the email itself, I like the guy. He's been with FTS a long time. But I can't be doing with statements like, what luck do I get? You haven't got any fucking luck. There's no luck because you just gave up. And I did reply to the message. And I said to him, it's nothing to do with luck. I said, it's absolutely nothing to do with luck. But instantly I get emails like that and I think, fuck my life, I can't read another email because this just drives me mad. And I apologise to people for the slow email responses. It is literally, one, I get far too much of it. I had 1,300, I think, to do last week. I'm now down to about 800, but if you think that if one takes a minute, that's only 60 an hour to read and reply to them. 10 hours is 600 emails. That's doing a full day just doing email. But I've got no problem with people emailing me. I've got no problem with people asking for help. But what you've got to do in the first place is take responsibility for yourselves. And that is the bit that drives me mad. I have never gone to any seminar, gone to anybody's house, held a gun to their head and say, do this. I've said to them, this is what I do. Perhaps we can get you doing that or this, that and the other. And that has its own problems because I do so much. But I've got a big bank and I've got 80 hours a week to stare at spreadsheets and look at screens and do things. When you're out trying to run a dentist practice or be a vet or be a doctor or be a local counsellor or run workshops, whatever it may be that people do, what I do doesn't always suit people because they haven't got the time. So ultimately what they say to you, oh, I want the bets. Okay, right, well, here's a PDF with four bets in. Oh, they were fucking shit, they didn't win. Well, of course they didn't. But do them over a year, do them over 2 years, do them over 10 years, come back to me and tell me whether you make money. The podcasts I've started now, already abuse has started, already. You know, of course they've been well received as people, but I've already had at least 20 emails saying, no value in that, load of old shit, blah, blah, blah. Only one thing that'll happen with it, I'll get the ump and I'll say, fuck that, I can't be bothered to record a podcast every day, I can't be bothered to take the time and effort to do it. I actually enjoy doing them, and I think people enjoy receiving them, and it enables me to cover a lot more, but more share a thinking of how I bet. So four things like the over 1.5 goals, removing liability, four things like the under 3.5 when you get an early goal, not panicking. All markets that I deal in daily, I'll play 50 of those under 3.5s, probably over a 2 week period. And they make me a fortune. But I don't put all 50 up. Because if I put 50 up, I'm just going to create a whole world of shit for myself. But what I do is show people, actually, is this a market you've looked at? Is it a way that you would like to bet? Do you see how low risk it is over time? Of course, if you go out and play every single game, you're going to get in trouble. When I did the trading days last year, I said to people, if you try and do every game, you're not going to make money. But if you sit and cherry pick a couple of methods, from those methods then you can cherry pick games or look to only trade in certain periods, you'll actually make money. But people want to do this constant systemizing of everything and it drives me mad. So I apologise if I've ranted on. It isn't done just to make you buy FTS or join. I genuinely couldn't give a toss whether people join FTS or not. Everything on FTS is things that I do myself. I produce the odd sheet anyway, so I share it with people. I'm going to trade those games that I put on the podcast, so I'm happy to share them with people. I run the Poisson sheet every week, so I'm happy to share it with people. I do the half-time correct score lays, which are 144 points up over their lifespan, 24 points up this season. Had a bad run in December, got a load of shit email. I do them every week because I understand that not every single bet can ever win, and I'm going to have four or five losers, and they may well all come one after the other. That is variance. That is the game we are in. What amazes me is how people treat gambling like no other walk of life. When they go and buy a car, buy a house, they look into it, they do research, they go and look at it, they do what they want to do. Some bloke who you don't know, fucking Johnny Vaughan, sitting in Scotland, masturbating over his porridge, puts up a bet on Twitter. I mean, everyone jumps on and does it. And then they either give him shit when he wins, or he's an absolute genius when he loses. I mean, I saw one yesterday. Fuck my life. A service, we're going to send you out bets up to 1.15. Well, you don't need anyone to pay. You don't need to pay anyone to do that. Look yourself. You can find as many bets as you... Of course most of them are going to win. The odds are fucking telling you they're going to win. What are you going to pay somebody to pick one of those out for you? Oh, we're going to pick Barcelona versus Leganés over 0.5 goals at 1.06. You don't need anybody to pick bets like that out for you, for fuck's sake. And that's when I said last week, I swear, this is what makes me swear, because I just look at it and think, how do people fall for this shit? But they only fall for it in gambling. If a bloke knocked on your door selling you something like that to do with Windows, you'd go, fuck off, mate. I mean, it is unbelievable what people fall for. My plan is to do a lot more of the blogs. I will do some written ones because there's bits I want to show. I had a good email from somebody a while back about average price, and I sent him back an answer showing why, for me, people who come up with this, you can't win because average price is this. I'm going to debunk that from my opinion, and I sent him an example. I'm going to put that on the blog, so I'll probably do that next week with a written blog and show the example I sent him. Which I think people will understand, because I know there's a lot of people who promote their services by average price. I will refer occasionally to average prices in videos, and I'll cover that. But I do it just so that when I say that I might lay up to seven, people say, oh, up to seven. Only two or three bets may be at seven. The actual average price across most of what I lay means you'll be laying at 4.55. But I say it on that term so people don't think, oh, every single bet I'm risking 7 points. But actually, as a medium for returns and this, that and the other, I can't be doing with it, and I'll show why. And again, that's my opinion. I fully accept other people's opinions. That's why I don't engage people, because you'd end up in a row, and people aren't going to convince me what I do is wrong, because I've got money in the bank to show that it's not. And I don't have the time nor the wherewithal to convince other people that they're wrong. If people can show me a profit, I don't care how they do it, and I go back to the podcast, read the tweet last there. If you do what you do and it wins, it doesn't fucking matter what anyone else thinks. I mean, we do live in a world now where people want to poke their nose via social media into everybody else's business. And I follow not many people on Twitter that I read, but then I see people and I think, well, why are you getting involved in that? It's fuck all to do with you. Why are you all of a sudden feel, it's like they just got too much time on their hands, nothing else to do, I poke my nose in there, or he's doing that, I've got something to say about that. Fuck off and get a life and do what's right for you. And that's what I'll say to you guys. You know, FTS, we're moving definitely to less is more. We're going to try and get things set up so that for you guys, you can benefit if you want to. I don't actively promote and subscribe and tweet every day to get people. We open up membership at the start of the season. We reduce it pro rata through the season. But there's tools on there that can help people if they want to. I am going to do some two more seminars towards the end of this football season. They'll be going up in March. They will only be one-offs for this year, and they will be more geared towards the trading side, with a view to people being ready to start in August. I'm putting those together at the moment, so they will go up over the next couple of months, so if you do want to come to them. But it's purely optional. Only come if it suits you. It's not just come because I'm holding an event and you must go. you know, if you're into horse racing, coming to my football training isn't going to make a blind bit of difference to your life. It's look at what you do and decide if doing something, joining a service, going to a seminar, getting involved in betting something, doing trading, suits you. Become a master of one trade rather than jack of all. I've built what I do up over 13 years, not over 3 weeks, 13 years of full-time gambling, day in, day out, 7 days a week, never miss a day. Going back to Dave who emailed me about the dog and don't care about the dog and the missus, I've had heart issues, my wife's had cancer, my dog's had cancer, my son's had a nervous breakdown. Over those 13 years, they're things that happen in everyday life for normal people. When those things have happened, I have still maintained and done what I do, and I do it first and foremost for myself because I cannot bear to miss a day, because if I missed a day where I'd missed a load of profit, I would be annoyed at myself. As a byproduct of that, if I'm doing it for myself, I produce it for you and I make sure it is there for you every single day. I might not answer your email, but you will never find a day when the files aren't posted, when the matches aren't selected, when the PDF isn't produced, whatever, because it is done and I appreciate that people have paid for it, so it has to be done, but I'm doing it for myself first and I pride myself on the fact of 13 years never ever missing a day, never ever not getting something out. But when we have a loser, go and walk around the cancer ward. When I don't answer your email, go and walk around the cancer ward. Go and see homeless people in the street, because that's what fucking real problems are. Me not answering an email or not publishing a file on a day is fucking small potatoes when you walk around a cancer ward, I can tell you. And I've sat in one for hours and hours and hours watching my wife. So, you know, people have to get their priorities right, what they expect. I'm not a big marketing outfit. I am a one-man band. I sit in an office of my own with five or six screens, most of the time in my own company, swearing at a dog, bless her. And I've met great people through FTS who I do engage with, and I enjoy going with Suggsy to the football, for example. I mean, he's got some very bizarre opinions, and we might get and do a podcast on those. I enjoy Shazwad's company from Wigan because she talks about barm cakes and has been great fun. I enjoy Art and Steve who do the software and have helped me with things, have been great. Chris who did my spreadsheet. I've met fantastic people, and when people say why do you do it, that's why I do it, because there's some great people and they're too numerous to mention. Ken Moore, fantastic guy. You know, these are names that people have met at the seminars. They're great people, and they will always be people I want to help and turn around and make them money. But I'll help anybody who acts reasonably. Anybody who acts like a dick, I just don't have time for you. It's not I don't have time for you as in I can't be bothered. I don't have time for you. And then when I get an email saying, oh, what luck do I get? Then I just say, oh, fucking turn the email off, Ian, because you're just going to get yourself in a bad mood. So that's my flaws. I hope you've enjoyed this rant. If you take one thing out of it, please go back, look at what you do. Please only do stuff that suits you. Please do stay away from the noise of all the other shit that people throw at you, me included. If I send something and it doesn't suit you, just bin the email. I'm not going to be offended. You don't need to do it. I wish everybody well with their punting. I will do a written blog next week on the average prices, and then I may well do another voice blog the week after because there's a couple of other topics I want to cover. But I'm getting up to half an hour. I've recorded this in two parts, put it all together. I apologise for the swearing to those who don't like it. I've tried to keep it to a minimum. There was a version with a lot more in. But do have a great week, and I will be back with a blog next week for the average prices, a written blog. So I will email out and put on Twitter when I do that. If you do want to follow me on Twitter, at FTS Income, which does lead me to another point. I've had a few complaints about me posting about Tottenham on Twitter and I should only do it for FTS Business. That ain't going to happen. Go back a couple of years when I was working with Cav, who's another great lad. Cav said, oh, we got to keep the two set. I can't. I don't use Twitter as a means other than to splurt out what I'm thinking at the time. And Tottenham, while I go back to Tottenham winning a football game, is no comparison to walking around a cancer ward, but they are something that winds me up. I do feel I've been completely mugged off with the stadium, and I know that Simon Dennis enjoys me having meltdowns about Tottenham on Twitter, and I can't help myself. And it is banter at the end of the day. When I have a pop at Liverpool, it is banter. If you're getting offended by that and you don't want to know me because I'll have a bit of banter about Liverpool, again, you nearly take a look at yourself. And Arsenal and Chelsea, they've dug me out for years, and I take it on the chin, because the one thing I can't argue with All of them have won more than Tottenham. All of them will win more than Tottenham. We are actually pretty useless, but we're enjoying a good period, so I am going to enjoy it, but I will have a go at Levy now and then. But I have not got time to set up a Twitter account for Tottenham, a Twitter account for FTS. It's all going to be in one place. Don't like it. It's got simple. Don't look at it. Don't follow me. Don't listen to my blogs. Don't listen to my podcasts. Go and do your own thing. I love you all. Have a great day, and I will be back next week with an average price blog post. I hope you've half enjoyed this. If you haven't, tough.